Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Would you trust in God's grace and mercy or wait for the troubled water? In John chapter 5 verse 4, we read about a pool in Jerusalem where many people gathered, hoping to receive healing when the water was stirred. This pool was known as the Pool of Bethesda, and it serves as a powerful metaphor for the challenges and struggles that we face in our lives. Whether it is physical illness, emotional pain, financial difficulties, or any other form of hardship, we all experience troubled waters at some point in our lives, but God's grace can rescue us. Today, we can also find hope and healing in the midst of our difficulties when we lean on God and not on our effort or any ritual. Let's reactivate our faith and open up our mind to receive His mercy as we look at the Word of God today. The topic is trouble water, and our Bible text is from John chapter 5 verse 4.
John chapter 5 verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Would you wait for the troubled water to actualize your deliverance, or you will depend on God's grace and mercy to save you? God's grace is always available to rescue us where effort and rituals will not guarantee our deliverance. You can choose to tap into God's grace today or wait for the troubled water. John chapter 5 verse 4 tells us, "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." This verse is a well-known account of a miracle that took place at the Pool of Bethesda. It is a story of hope, faith, and the power of God to heal. But it is also a story about the troubled water that surrounded the pool, and the obstacles that can sometimes stand in the way of our healing. As we explore this story, we can gain insight into the ways in which we too may encounter troubled waters in our own lives, and how we can find the strength to overcome them. The Pool of Bethesda was a place of healing, where people who were sick or disabled would gather in the hope of being healed. According to John chapter 5 verse 3, there were five covered colonnades surrounding the pool, which suggests that it was a large area with plenty of space for people to gather. The pool was called Bethesda, which means House of Mercy, or House of Grace. This name suggests that the pool was believed to be a place where God's grace and mercy could be found. It was a place of hope for those who were suffering. But the pool was also surrounded by troubled waters. John chapter 5 verse 4 tells us that at a certain time, an angel would come and stir up the water. The first person to step into the water after it was stirred up would be healed of their disease. This stirring of the water created a sense of anticipation and competition among the people who were waiting for healing. They knew that their chance of being healed was dependent on their ability to get into the water first. This created a sense of urgency and desperation, which added to the already troubled waters of the pool. Would you receive the free healing of God's grace today or subject yourself to competition for what is not guaranteed? The story of the Pool of Bethesda is a reminder that healing can often be a complicated and challenging process. We may encounter obstacles and challenges that make it difficult to find the healing that we need. But God's grace and mercy are available to us, even in the midst of our troubled waters. Many of us have experienced troubled waters in our own lives. We may be facing physical or emotional challenges that seem overwhelming. It may feel like we are constantly struggling just to keep our heads above water. In these moments, we can lose sight of the hope and healing that is available to us as we become so focused on our struggles that we forget to look for the signs of God's grace and mercy that are all around us. After the impotent man at the pool had lost hope, Jesus arrived at the pool and offered his grace of healing that the man did not expect. God mercy found the man and he was healed of an infirmity that has taken 38 years of his life. God's grace is also available to save us today even when all hope is gone. The story of the Pool of Bethesda reminds us that God's grace and mercy are always present, even in the midst of our troubled waters. Even if we don't see them clearly, they are there, waiting for us to reach out and grasp them. As we reflect on the story of the Pool of Bethesda, let's find motivation to keep moving forward, even in the midst of our troubled waters. Let's be comforted by the fact that we are not alone in our struggles, and that there are others like us who have found healing and hope in the midst of their challenges. As the people who gathered at the Pool of Bethesda had to take action to get into the water, we too must take action to seek God's grace. This may mean turning to God in prayer and trusting in His word by faith. This story shows us that healing can come faster to us than we can strive for it by ourselves. The man who was healed at the pool was expecting healing when the angel comes to trouble the water, but Jesus offered him healing through grace and mercy. We may be expecting a certain outcome or solution to our challenges, but God may have a different plan for us. It is important to be open to God's leading and to trust in His wisdom and guidance, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Today, let's be encouraged by the fact that our troubled waters will not last. The stirring of the water at the Pool of Bethesda was a seasonal event, but Jesus' visit saved the man from another period of waiting. In the same way, our troubles will pass as we trust in God's grace to heal and restore us. In conclusion, God wants us to know that in the midst of our troubled waters, that His grace and mercy are available to us. Let's trust in God's grace and power to set us free. May we have the courage to seek God's grace through faith and trust in God's plan for our lives. And may we find comfort and encouragement in the words of Psalm chapter 107 verse 29, which says, "He calms the storm, so that its waves are still." God is also with us to calm and put an end to the storms of our lives as we go today. Let's remember that God is always with us, even in the midst of our troubled waters, and that He has the power to calm the storm and bring us to a place of peace and healing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace and mercy that are always present, even in the midst of our troubled waters. Help us to have the courage to seek the healing that we need, and the faith to trust in Your plan for our lives. We ask that You would calm the storms in our lives and bring us to a place of peace and wholeness. Today, we receive grace, mercy and the blessings of God in every area of our lives and declare victory over every circumstances in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 3 and chapter 4. And for the evening, Mark chapter 11 verse 20 to 33. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.